Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over us. We thank you for your provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you for enlarged coasts. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you for your plans and your purposes concerning our lives and those of our loved ones. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. We pray, Lord, that indeed it will bring forth transformation. It will bring forth deliverance. It will bring forth healing. Above all, Lord, it will bring forth salvation of souls. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, it gives me joy to welcome you again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that as you have joined in today, the Lord Himself will visit you. The Lord will move mightily on your behalf. He will give you a new song, a song of joy, a song of peace, and a song of total victory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled Benefits of Submitting to God. The benefits of submitting to God. And I'm going to take my text from the book of James, James chapter 4. James chapter 4, reading verse 7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Brothers and sisters, the word of God says you should submit yourself unto God. And when you do so, you can be able to resist the devil. From this passage, we can see clearly that without submission to God, it is absolutely impossible to resist the devil. It's when you are totally submitted to God that you can have the power to resist the devil. And besides that, there are certain things I want us to know. The number one thing I want us to know is that by virtue of us submitting to God, God becomes our shepherd. He guides, he directs our ways. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 32 verse 8, Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Do you want God to instruct you? Do you want God to teach you the way to go? Submit to Him. When you are in total submission to Him, He will instruct you, He will guide you, brothers and sisters. And I want you to know that the Lord will never guide you wrongly. He calls, His plans for you are of good and not of evil. He will guide you rightly. The Bible says also in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11, say, I have taught you the ways of wisdom. If you submit to Him, He will teach you the ways of wisdom. He said, I have led you in the path of righteousness. You will be able to live a life of righteousness because you have submitted to the Almighty God. Another thing I want us to know is that by submitting to this God, you will lack nothing. Nothing good will you lack. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34 verse 9, he said, oh, fear the Lord, you his saint, for those who fear him have no lack. For those who fear the Almighty God, they have no lack. You will have no lack because the Lord will provide for you. In verse 10 of that same 34, he said, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Why don't you seek after Him? Why don't you submit yourself to Him? submit that business, submit that marriage, submit that ministry, submit everything to this God, and you'll be surprised what He's going to do for you, because you will lack no good thing. Good thing will be in abundance in your life just by the reason of you submitting to this God. And I pray that indeed the Lord will grant you the grace to totally submit to Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing about those who submit to God is that they are continuously in green pastures. God will keep them in green pastures. The book of Psalm 23, verse 2, it says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. The Lord will make you to lie down in green pastures. What does that mean? It means that there will be open doors. The Lord will open doors for you. He will open doors for you. In John chapter 10, verse 9, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, say, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And we go in and out and find pasture. You find green pasture. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain, because the Almighty God, you have submitted to Him. And as you do so, He will keep on keeping you. He will cause you to flourish in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 92, reading from verse 12, He said, the righteous flourish like the palm tree and grows like a cedar in Lebanon. Say, they are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. You want to flourish? Then submit to this God. He will cause you to flourish. You know, when you say somebody is flourishing, it's at a higher level, it's beyond even being rich. So you want to flourish, submit to this God. He said, the righteous flourish. If you submit to Him, He will cause you to flourish. Your righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. He is ready to make you to flourish. And you will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You will be strong in every area of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. For those who submit to God, they will enjoy peace of mind. They will make every storm in their life to be still. Brothers and sisters, I speak to you today as you are listening to me. Whatever storm you are experiencing today, I command them to be still. Spiritual storm, physical storm, marital storm, financial storm, legal storm. I command them to be still right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 4, verse 39. It says, and He awoke, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. There will be calmness in your life in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every contrary wind that is coming your way, I command them to be still in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I also want you all to know that if you and I submit to this God, we will no longer operate in fear, because God will continue to be with us. Fear will be far, far, far away from us. And the Bible tells us in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Joshua 1, verse 5 says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Say, no man will be able to stand before you. Oh, those enemies that you are seeing today, you will see them no more. In as much as you submit to this God, the Lord will cause them to disappear. You will not see them again. Every enemy that is chasing you, they will be drowned in the Red Sea in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord is the one that is taking care of you. Because He has promised you, He said, will not leave you. He said, will not forsake you. In as much as you are submitting to this God. And then when you submit to Him, you must be ready for Him to chastise you, to correct you. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. He said, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of His reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. God reproves you. It's a good thing for God to correct me. It's a good thing for God to tell me that, look, Femi, don't go the way you are going. You should go this way. And when I follow the way of the Lord, I can be guaranteed that I will not fall into any pit. And even right now, I prophesy unto you, whatever pit that the enemy have set for you, you will not fall into their own pit. They will fall into their pits in the mighty name of Jesus. The light of God will illuminate your path. And then also the beauty of it is that the Lord will prepare a table for you, even in the presence of your enemies. You see, at times you want some of your enemies to see the goodness of God in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. You will experience an overflowing of his blessing in the name of Jesus. Even in the presence of your enemy, the Lord will prepare a table for you. He will prepare a banquet for you. A table that is filled with joy. A table that is filled with fruitfulness. A table that is filled with the abundance of his blessing. The Lord will prepare for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, he cares for you. The Lord will empower you when you submit to him. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. The Lord will empower you. He will release his power upon you, and you begin to witness for him. Everywhere you go, you'll be able to proclaim the name, the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about those who have submitted to Christ. Have you submitted to him? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? All these good things I've said, you can also be a partaker of it. All you need to do is to just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I declare it is you I will serve all the days of my life. I will not serve any other God but you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you today. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Grant them the gift of salvation. Write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for everyone that is listening to this message today, I prophesy unto you this day. I say the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His light will shine through you. His countenance will be upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will guide you all the days of your life. He will perfect that which concerns you. Afflictions shall be far, 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 far away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The joy, the peace, and the love of God will overflow in your life, in your home, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your season of rejoicing, and indeed you will rejoice, you will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus. He will fight your battle. The favor of the Lord will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will celebrate with you. The Lord will give you an astounding testimony in this season in the name of Jesus. Days of delay are hereby terminated in your life, in your ministry, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.